Okay, we are up to Simon Shin Pei Zayin. Excuse me, Shin Pei Vav. And we discussed yesterday food items which are acceptable for Shittim Mavos. Gentlemen, do you know there is the halach of Eruv Chatzei or Eruv Tchumim? Eruv Tchumim? Eruv Tchumim? What's Eruv Tchumim again? We'll learn a lot about this soon. Eruv Tchumim is a 2,000 amos out of the area. It's very relevant for us in Edgware, much more than other people in the main part of London, because we are on the edge, right? Hence, yeah, Edgware. So now the halacha is as follows: once it's very hard to figure out what exactly is the boundaries of the city. It's very, very hard to work it out. We'll learn a lot more about this when we actually get to the halachas, which is quite soon, actually. But once you've got the boundaries of the city, then you add another 2,000 amas, and that's how far you can walk on Shabbos. You cannot walk beyond the 2,000 amas. Happens to be that for Edgewood, it's extremely relevant. Extremely relevant. If you want to walk to Bournemouth on Shabbos, did you ever walk to Bournemouth? So there's two ways, apparently. One of the ways is also because of Tchumeh. Well, it's okay now, but there would really be a problem of... Right, very good. So Lemaisa, you have walked to Bournemouth. I never walked to Bournemouth. How long does it take?
Depends if you have kids. 45 minutes.
That's all, 45 minutes?
An hour if it's slow. Yeah.
Okay, so it is out of the boundaries of Edgware, especially if you walk your way. It's out of the boundaries. So what the Beis Din established was they put a roof in order to allow, also to Barnet Hospital, same thing. Can't walk to Barnet Hospital. So what they've done is they've put a, what you can do is after 2,000 amas, you put, within the 2,000 amas, you put an Eruv Tchumim, and that is food again. And we learned there's a lot in greater detail, but it also boils down to food. Everything boils down to food, right? So once you've put an Eruv Tchumim there, then that enables you to walk another 2,000 amas, and by then you've reached Bournemouth. Now, here again, the question is, what is... So again, we'll discuss much more about this image when we get there. But for now, I just want to point out that the food that is acceptable for an Eruv Tchumim item is the same than the Shittuv Mavos food. Everything which is acceptable for Shittuv Mavos works for Eruv Tchumim, and everything which doesn't work for Shittuv Mavos doesn't work for Eruv Tchumim. Therefore... And it's not, if you walk to Elstree, after the bridge, you carry on walking up, you carry on, and then there is on the side, there is the Eruv. The Eruv is placed there in a box. Yeah, it is. Beis Din is put there. Now the question is, what food item would you recommend to put in there? If it's rotten or unedible, it's no good. No, so matzahs wouldn't be a great idea. Matzahs would be, would matzahs in an open area like this would get moldy very, very quickly.
So it's in a box?
It is in a box, but nevertheless, imagine it's, you know, however safe you keep it, it's going to go moldy, it's going to go wet, it's going to go quite quickly. And as soon as it's not edible, people will not be able to walk that way. They do not put matzahs there.
Canned food.
Oh, very good. Why canned food?
Protected.
Yeah, so canned food, very good. But how much food do you need to put in for canned food? We learned yesterday. Two meals. So for canned food, two meals, how much are you going to put in to satisfy two meals? Four cans will do the trick. They don't put canned foods in. They have a much better idea than that.
Dried food.
Yeah, that's going to, it's going to, how long do they last? Okay, two meals worth of dried food. Let's see, the Shulchan Aruch gives a few examples, and I think what they do over here is actually a very good example. Pardon? Oh, a bottle of salt, that would be really good. That would be a good idea. They don't do that, though. It's very interesting. I don't know why. That would be a really good idea. I'd go for salt water. Sounds like a really good idea. It doesn't go off. We learned yesterday, salt water is fine. But some say only if you put oil in. Yeah, so put some oil in. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi said the answer to the question is now what we're going to be learning now. Bottom of page 510, see Vav. Now, what is the correct word for the lapis boys apas? Lapis boys apas means to accompany bread. Is that the right word? So anything that you put on, every spread, or whatever you... Kol davar, any food, shergin enough is boy zapas, which you add to the bread. How would you call it? A company, yeah. Shiuroi, the shir is how much? How much would you say? So what would be something that you accompany the bread? What would you say? What is something which accompanies bread?
Jam.
Let's say jam. So chocolate spread. I don't know. Margarine. I don't know. You name it. So how much do you need to put in? How much margarine do you need to put? How much? How much? Yeah, you say one slice of bread is sufficient? It's not.
Oh, sorry, for 2 meals.
2 meals, that's right. So is it 2 meals worth of margarine? You can feel pretty unwell after two meals full of margarine. You're going to be crawling.
Two spoons.
So the halacha is, we're learning now, is that it needs to be 2 meals worth of, imagining you have bread, which accompanies that. So if you have I don't know, 5 slices of bread, that's going to be 1 meal. I'm just making up. So if you have, you need to have, so 10 slices will be for 2 meals. You need to have sufficient margarine or marmite or jam or chocolate spread for 10 slices. That's all. You don't need to have that much spread allowing for that itself being 2 meals, but how much you need to accompany bread. That's what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. Does that make sense? Accompanies.
Yeah.
Even that would be fine. So again, see, Vav, Kol Davar, everything, Sherigin and Afis Boys are past that we accompanies bread. Shi'uroi, it's measurement, the Afis Boys are past, how much as you require to accompany the bread. Hanechal, which is eaten, Shtei Sudas, for 2 meals. Vechol, and everything, Shein, Melaftim Boys are past, whatever you're not using as an accompanying dish, but the dish itself, such as schnitzel, such as rice, such as pizza. What did you have for supper, Chaim? Yeah, or whatever it is. What's the proper thing? Shi'uroi, it's measurement. Kedei lechol mimenu, that you need to have as much pizza as you need for 2 meals. So again, if it's an accompanying dish, then you're assuming there's bread. If it's not an accompanying dish, if it's the dish proper, then you need as much as you're actually going to eat for 2 meals. Now, what about, very interesting one. So, basar chai, raw meat, lo yavar lifton, forget that. Raw meat is no good. Why is raw meat no good? I thought meat is nice. Why is raw meat no good? It's not edible. So forget that. Drop that. Fetzorech kide shiochal menishtei sudais. Avol tzli yavar meliftan, but if it's roasted, then it's okay. Feshul yavar meliftan sudais, and roasted meat, that's accompanying bread. Why would you, roasted meat you'll often have with, that's, yeah, so they, however, they used to have roasted meat with bread. Probably a little bit similar to a, yeah, really, something like that. So you'd have it with bread, and therefore it's roasted meat is considered an accompanying dish. Does that make sense? Meat being an accompanying dish as opposed to the dish proper, when if it's roasted. Chometz, have a lifton. Vinegar is okay. Do you ever eat vinegar? Yeah, bread with vinegar? It feels a bit strong, but that's what they ate. So chometz is fine. So that's really good. So how much vinegar do you need for 2 meals? Tiny amount. It's fine. For chenyan mevushel, similarly also wine. It's fine as well. Yain chai, but if it's unpasteurized wine, lo yavar lifton is no good. V'shiur shtei revi'is, then you need to have 2 revi'is. V'chen shir sha mashken, anything which is a mashke, drinks, is also fine as long as you've got 2 revi'is. 2 revi'is, which is quite a lot, that is for the drinks. So drinks acceptable as well. Now, the Eruv here, apparently, if you go to Elf Tree, I must say, I've walked in myself, I looked for it, I couldn't spot it, but I've seen pictures of it. It's a, after the bridge, you go up, it's on the left-hand side. After the farm, you cross the M1. Yep. Keep going. Yeah, and then there's quite a lot of interesting buildings there.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like stables.
Stables, keep going. There's a hotel. What kind of hotel is that, by the way? It's, yeah. And then what else? It's old age, yeah. And then it's like, there's one very large mansion there, I think. Yeah. Very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. Quite a... Yeah, so you keep going, you keep going. There, as you go past it, there's somewhere that is placed there. You see a box, I think it's green, but it's quite well hidden, you will notice it. That's where the Eov is. Now again, I missed it when I walked myself. I missed it. Whilst I was looking for it, I missed it. But I've seen pictures of it. Now, next time you go up there, you look for the Eov Chatzeus, which is there. What's in there? What's in there? What's in this? We said it's not matzahs, it's not vinegar, it's not salt water. Sorry, Eif Chumim. Thank you very much. Eif Chumim. What's in there? What's in there? Pamash, what we learned now. It is something which accompanies bread. What's something which lasts long? Jam. It's jam. So they've put there quite a lot of jams. Jams. And that's what they put there. However, what's problem with jam is that it doesn't last for... So I know that people have sometimes checked. It is worthwhile checking. If you walk past, just check if it's still fresh. Because they don't last for... Well, it doesn't last for... I don't think it lasts... The assumption is that it does last a year, but I'm not sure it will. So, especially if it's opened, it's not going to last. It's not going to last a year.
I suppose it will say that it's used by, and well, it's got a year, so we'll change it.
So, that's what it is. And obviously, if you've got a couple of jam things, that will... How much do you need for two meals? How much do you need for two meals already? You don't need that much. No. Here again, it's a laugh that was a pass. It's if you accompany, you don't eat jam by itself. It's an accompanying dish with bread. So assuming you have bread, how much do you go through? If your meal is bread, how much jam do you need? Not much at all. So for two meals, if you have a few, you're doing very well. So that's what they actually use. Now, I don't know if that's the universally accepted custom. We've learned now there's other things which would be just as good. I like your idea of salt water. We like it. But the other example of here is mashkim, is drinks. Drinks might be good as well. But Levi said that's what they do. Siv Zayin Rabbi said we carry on. Mishtatfim b'shnei beitzim, you can use also two eggs. Hafilu chayim, even raw eggs. Now, why is raw eggs good? You can eat raw. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here, that beitzim is good because it's even when it's raw. Now, I must say... The Mishnah Berurah helps us explaining this a little bit in Sif Kotnet Lamet. Ches afilu chayim, even raw. Tezimnin at times sardin bohen al piat chak. It's edible. If you're really hungry, people are going to go for raw eggs. I don't know. I've never tried it. Anybody gone for raw eggs? Ever tried it? Oh, very nice. Yes. Good. Anybody in Chazonas? Chazonas? They said it, that's what they say. I don't know if it's a myth or not, but that's what they said. They take an egg, a raw egg, and that's, have you tried it? Yeah. So, either way, you're gonna have it alidat chag. It's something which is clearly an edible food. So raw eggs does work. You need to have two of them though. And b'shnei rimoinim, two rimoinim, pomegranate's fine as well. It's no chiddush there. It's no chiddush at all. Obviously fruit's fine. Chamishav afasakin, five peaches fine as well. You need to have five. Belitre yorg bein chai ben vushal. That's a type of vegetable. Fairly strong. That's whether it's raw or whether it's cooked. That's fine as a eruv too. Peponin lachin. That is wet or cooked poilin. What's poilin? It's, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's fine as well. Kemula yad, as long as it fills one hand. So you need to have quite a lot of that. Tapuchia, what's tapuchia? Wild apples. Cooking apples. Mula yakav, you need to have a full cup of it. Why is cooking apples a problem? Why is it? Why would you have thought that it's a problem? I might say it's okay, but why would you have thought that it's not so... You can eat them raw, but it's not so nice. So the answer is yes, you can use it, but it's not so nice. So there's a chiddush here. It's interesting that with regards to the apples, you need to have meloy hakav, which is quite a substantial amount. The reason for that, Mishnah Munz of Kodan Mamhei explains, Murakav the Botzimach, if it's less than that, Loch Shiva, it's not Choshev, and it's not acceptable, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It needs to have certain Cheshivas. Yeah. Yeah. Now an interesting shaila would be, what if a person has got an allergy? What's a common allergy?
Hay fever.
Okay, let's have something which is food allergy. Yeah, okay, not or gluten. You know what? Let's do gluten for a minute. Okay, somebody uses in the as the eruv, be it shittif mavos or be eruv trumim. So say in that box of the Elstree, there's matzah placed there. And my question is, what about the gluten allergic people? Would they be able to be relying on this eruv? Yes or no? Does it matter if somebody has got a jam, you know, he's got an allergy for this jam, and that is what is being used for the eruv? What if peanut, you know what, that could be really no gap. If somebody has peanut butter in the eruv, and somebody's got a very common indeed, peanut allergy. So does that mean that he can't use now the eruv? Because the whole idea of the eruv is that it's something which he can use. But perhaps it doesn't matter. What would you say? If he personally has got this allergy?
It doesn't.
It doesn't go through the Olam Ma'aser. It does. It doesn't. It's not like the Mechiras Chometz or anything. Not like the Eruv. This shit of Mavos and the Eruv Tchumim is really generally, everybody should be able to access it ideally. So it's not. It's done personally, not through the Olam. What's the halacha then? Okay, the answer to this will be found tomorrow in Sif Ches Beis Hashem. Just to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned that you can use proper food for Eruv Chatzeros or for a Shittuf Mavos. If it's something which is an accompanying food item, that's fine as well. It doesn't have to be a main dish. We learned that for an accompanying dish, you don't need to have sufficient to eat the entire amount, two meals, but it can be something which would accompany the main dish for two meals. We learned that raw meat, we spoke about raw meat, it needs to be for two meals. We learned that vinegar is fine, wine is fine. We learned that eggs is fine, pomegranate is fine, peach is fine, beans fine, and wild apples are fine. That's what we covered this evening. And wish you good evening, and we'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem.